Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Zayin, 37. As we started off yesterday, the third parak of Pesach Shabbos, there was a daf Be'in shir yesterday. Hopefully it should be up, related to Shehiya, which will be a lot of overlap between that shir and yesterday's shir and today's shir. But there are two different ways of learning it. I'll say it around daf and also the separate topic of Shehiya. But B'ez Hashem, we got to see a number of points inside yesterday, which we mentioned outside. Okay, if you remember, we're discussing the sugya of Hananya and the Rabbanan. In terms of Shehiya, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be Hachazara, which Be'ez Hashem I will try to give today. I saw seven plus years ago. I guess I had something to do in that day because one of my substitutes gave it. So Be'ez Hashem, I'll try to give tomorrow's daf sometime this afternoon, sometime to get it up. Shabbos Lamechaz. Bli Neder. I will do my best to try to do it. Okay, but either way, today we have Shehiya. We are on Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. We are in the sugyas of Shehiya, trying to prove whether we have any limitations on what we're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos in terms of leaving food on heat sources. So everybody will agree, just to review, everybody will agree that if food is not ma'achol ben drusa even, if food is not edible in terms of whether it's a half or a third based on Rashi or the Rambam, what ma'achol ben drusa is, then everybody would agree that you have to leave it on a covered fire. Garif ukatim. Either swept out, swept most of it out, or covered in some way. So everybody would agree, even Hananya agrees to that if it's not Machal Ben Drusai, which usually, as we said, does not come up. Unless one puts a chalent up 20 minutes before Shabbos, and it's really not ready yet at all, so then one may Ikar HaDin, according to everybody, would have to leave it on a covered fire from before Shabbos. One would have to line the inside of the crock pot in terms of Shehiya. The machlokas between them is, what about once something gets to be Machal Ben Drusai? Once it's already edible, then Hananya says, you're fine. That's what Hananya's lashon is. Kol shu kamacho ben drusai mutala hashahoso agabi kira afa pisheno garpeno katam. You can leave it on an open flame as long as it is edible. And again, you don't go by when you light candles. You go by when Shabbos starts. So you have an extra 20 minutes or so after lech benching, after halakas neiros, if one needs that time, if that would make a difference. But that's Hananya. Maker adin, one does not need to cover the fire. But the Rabbanan hold that, no, even if it is Machu Ben Drusai, even if it is, as we'll see today, Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, even if it's fully cooked, but if it's still getting better as it's on the fire, it's mitztamik v'yafelo, still one needs to put it on a covered flame. That is the shita of the Rabbanan. So who is our Mishnah like? That's what this blot is going through. Who is our Mishnah like? Is it like Hananya, which means that the Mishnah only discusses Hachazara, but Shehiya would not need to have any limitations, so the Mishnah doesn't even discuss it? Or is our Mishnah the shita of the Rabbanan? Sorry, the Shita of the Rabbanan, correct. And then, and our Mishnah, when it says Lo Yitain in the beginning of the Mishnah, is even referring to Erev Shabbos, Lo Yishes. So that is the discussion of the Gemara. So as we mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, who do we Paskin like? So that itself is a major Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif and others all hold that the Rabbanan are correct. Halacha Lamaisa. Tosfos and Rashi, as we have on today's Daf Amud Beis, hold that Hananya is correct. We should pass like Hananya. We saw Tosfos on the top of the Lama Zayin Amar Aleph yesterday. So major machlokas. So who do we pass like in Shulchan Aruch? So as we said, that also does not really help us. Yesterday we didn't read it inside. Let's read it today. First day in the Shulchan Aruch. Kira Shiasui Kigdera V'Shotan Apiyel Kiter Lamala Im Ba usr litin aleha tafshul mi bodyom lehashoso aleha elim kin ispashal called sarcho viemitztamik varalo. The only time that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, is without a covered fire, is mitztamik varalo. Because then you're not worried about stoking the coals. Oh, or it says the Shulchan Aruch, another option, if it's not fully cooked in mitztamik varalo, oshul chai, or it's raw, shalom espashal klal. This is the hetter we spoke about in earlier Gemaras. Kedera chaisa, if I throw something raw into the pot right before Shabbos, that, says the Gemara, is a hesach hadas, a mesiach das, that this is not going to be ready tonight, so I'm not going to come stoke the coals. It's just for tomorrow morning. That was the hetter of kedera chaisa. We mentioned then, Mishem Rav Henkin, that it's very questionable when there you have that type of hetter bismanazet. When we have ovens, when we have stoves and fires that cook much quicker, and it could be even if you put in something raw, 3 hours from now it's going to be ready. So it's going to be ready tonight in a couple hours for a late Onik Shabbos. So do you really have that heter? So many say that Bizman Azeh, one might not have that heter. That is all, though, opinion number one. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Shitas Rabbanan. But then, after a long discussion, he also says, V'yesh Omrim, and some say, Shekol Shen Espashal Kamachu Ben Drusai, Osher Espashal Kot Tzarchu Mestamek V'yafilo, Mutal Ashozo Agabi Kira. You're allowed to leave it on a fire. Afilu Husa Pekefes V'etzim, Afilu Eina Grufu Ketuma, even if it's not Garfa Katum, meaning he quotes both opinions. Ramah, V'nagu Lahakel Kisvara Ha'achrona. The Ramah says that the Minag is like Chananya. So as long as it is Machu Bejusai, one will be able to leave it on an open fire. That is the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, you don't totally get a, have to go to the regular rules and regulations. Whenever you quote an opinion and Yesh Omrim, who was he really possibly like? The Bir Alachi here, though, is not so comfortable with the heter of the Kula of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the language of the Rush that we read yesterday. That unusual, ambiguous language. Hanach Lehenli Yisrael. There are Dukin Baonik Shabbos. So leave him alone. Let him rely on Chananya. So what does that mean, let him rely on Chananya? Does that mean, Maker Adim, we Paskin La Chananya? And that's why we can let him, leave him alone and rely on it. That's what the Chazon Ish says. The Bir Alacha right here, no. Assumes that the Rush is saying that Maker Adin, we should Paskin like the Rambam and the Rif. Against Chananya. Says the Bir Alacha, lechatchila bevadai tov lizayir sheimavushal kol tzarcho kodem chashecho lesalkom anaish. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Alacha quotes that I think may lechatchila one should try to be machmer like the Rabbanan, and as long as there is a possibility of putting it on a covered flame, one should do that. So therefore, for a blech, or if somebody's using a crock pot to line the inside of the crock pot with tinfoil, you don't have to be machmer like the Chazon Ish, that says that tinfoil isn't even a covered flame. If you can be machmer in one way, Minhag Olam, the Rav Moshe, and most poskim, Shevet Alevi, even one of the Gedolei poskim from Bnei Brak, also says that tinfoil is okay. So lechatchila, if one can. If it's impossible, where is it impossible? How is it impossible to cover? If somebody has an old-fashioned crock pot, a one-piece crock pot, there's no insert, right? It's just one piece, and then you pour out, so then you can't cover anything. So then, okay, what can you do? You have to rely on the Chananya, like the Ramah says, Me'ikar Hadin. How you gonna pour it out? Pour it out carefully. That's another chumra with that we're not talking about now, but that's the chumra of the kolbo, in terms of stirring something while it's still on the fire. Maybe we'll talk about that later if it's time. But just pour it out straight. What are you doing? Well, you're just taking something, removing something, pick it up and remove it, and it's like pouring something off the fire. So malacha there. Not doing any malacha by pouring something off a fire.
Right? It's still plugged in. And
what can you do? If it's still plugged in, you can do. This is a kli that, right? Or use a spoon or pour it out. That's what would be okay. The other odd place where this might come up, lamaisa, where it's basically impossible to cover, is what happens if one wants to do shehiya inside an oven. Not on a stovetop, but what about shehiya on top? I'm sorry, not on top, but inside an oven. So how does one do shehiya there? So if what one many people do is that they put the oven on really high before Shabbos, and then they put the food in, and then right before Shabbos they turn off the oven, there's nothing to talk about. Of course there's mutter. There's no more heat source. So there's nothing wrong there. There's no issue of shehiya, or anything. The issue is, what if the oven is still on? So separate from the opening the oven issue, if your oven's on, with this thermostat, there are issues about leaving it open too long because you're going to cause the fire to go on. Separate from those issues, what about the shehiya issues? How do you do shehiya inside an oven? So if you have the timer go off before you take it out, also no problem. Because by the time you take it out, it's actually, there is, because by shehiya, it's still on. So what do you do? So there, you can't cover the flame. Unless for Moshe Rice, you have an oven insert. You have like this big square, old-fashioned oven insert. So nobody has that today. So there, it comes up, Lamaisa, basically, you can't be machmir, like the Rabbanan. It's impossible. Right? Because how do you cover the fire? Unless there's one other option, and that is, there is a big discussion in the poskim. What has to be covered, Bizman Hazeh? What has to be covered? Bizman HaTalmud, what had to be covered, of course, the fire. Because that's what you're worried about, either as a hecker or to make it cooler, that's what you cover. But Bizman Hazeh, nobody touches the fire. So what's the other option? The knobs. So what has to be covered? So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, I'm sorry, Rav Moshe writes in Dalet Ayin Dalet Chafhei, Rav Moshe says, "Dayan al darchafei maker adin." That's the long tshuva. Chilak dalet seminayin dalet. That's the long tshuva written to Rabbi Eider, about 25 pages, and much of Rabbi Eider's Hilchos Shabbos Sefer came from this tshuva. He writes all the different trials about malachas. So there, in Chilak dalet seminayin dalet, Os Lamed Hey, what do you have to cover? So says Rav Moshe, it's best to cover Chafei. I'm sorry, Chafei. Rav Moshe says it's best. You have to cover the fire like a blech, and it's lechadchila better if you could also cover the knobs. That's why the old-fashioned blechs were bent at the end. You had the metal across the flames, across the fires, and then it was bent over. Yish lahatzrich blech v'chulu. I'll read it now. That's what he says. Make your adin to cover the fire, and if you can, also to cover the knobs. Rav Aaron Cutler is quoted as just the opposite. Rabbi Aaron Cutler says, Rabbi Eider quotes it in a footnote, that Mizvan Hazeh, nobody touches fires. How do you adjust anything? The only Shev Shem Yichad is the knobs. So Me'ikar Adin, says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, you have to cover the knobs. That's covering it. And you know what? Cover the fire also, because that's what they used to do, and that's what we still do, as a ticket in the fire itself. But Me'ikar Adin, what do you need? Covering the knobs. Because that's how we adjust things today. So according to that, say even in an oven, you can cover the knobs. And if you say that's considered an eish garfa katum, then even if one wants to be al these yosir of our color in terms of that, one would be able to. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about here, but let's do a little, go a little further, and then we will stop more and talk about other issues. Tashma about the 12th line or so on Lamed Zayin of Aleph. We're still trying to figure out who the Mishnah is going according to. It's the Mishnah according to the Rabbanan or Chananya. Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba. When do we say our Mishnah? When do we say that the Mishnah allows you to do it? It's only on top. Avalatocha, as we were just talking about, Avalatocha Asur, but to put it inside, not on top of the Kira, but inside the Kira, that would be Asur. So how does that work? So, Amrit Bishlama Lahachzir Tanan, if you say our Mishnah is Lahachzir, meaning our Mishnah is about on Shabbos, Hachazara. But before Shabbos, we're not talking about, so Hainu Deshani Bein Tochal Al Gaba. So I understand, on Shabbos, there's a difference between Tochal Al Gaba, because you are putting it in an Eina Grufa, so that's why there will be a difference between inside and on top. Rashi says the chimashi latocha de she'ena grufa, because putting it inside, what's inside? Remember how the ovens were? You have, let's say, this upside down barrel, and you're like a double barrel, because you have place for two pots on top, and you put the source of the fire underneath, you put the straw or the wood, whatever it is, so now you're putting it inside. So putting it inside, your mama's putting it on the coals. So that's why on Shabbos you're not going to do that. So it makes sense if our Mishnah is about on Shabbos, and there's a difference between on top, I'll give you some materials, but not inside. But if our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, that it's even talking about Erev Shabbos, and there are limitations what you're allowed to do about Erev Shabbos because of the worry of Shema Yechata, so Mali Tocha, Mali Agaba. What's the difference? If you have a worry about the future, it shouldn't make a difference between Tocha and Agaba on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Misavres Rabbi Chelbo Areshakai, who says that Rabbi Chelbo is talking about the Resha of the Mishnah, where we're not sure whether it's Lahashos or Lahachzir, Asefakai, we're talking about the last line of the Mishnah, which for sure is about Hachazara. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Af Machzirin, V'am Rabbi Chelbo, Amarab Achamar Barku, Yamarab, Loshanu El Al Gaba Batocha Aser. So we figured out a way that even according to both Manda Amars, the Rabbi Chelbo's comment could be about on Shabbos. So that's no raya, though, what the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah is talking about. So Hachzara, as I mentioned, Mez Hashem, is really tomorrow's major topic, but it came up yesterday, I didn't mention it, but I'll mention it now. What's the issue, the reasons for Shehiya, in terms of limitations about what I'm allowed to do on Erev Shabbos? That Kimat Pe'echa, the Rishonim say, the Gemara said earlier, Shemi Yechata, you might come to stoke the coals, we're worried if you leave it there at an open fire. What about Hachzara? What about what you're allowed to do on Shabbos in terms of putting food on heat sources on Shabbos? There are also limitations there, and that's what our Mishnah is also referring to at the end of the Mishnah. So Rashi had two days yesterday. One of them is the focus of Rashi. Rashi is the last, Rashi says in the last, second to last Rashi on the Mishnah, Lo machzirin b'Shabbos demechzi kimevashel. A very different idea than Shehiya Shemi Echate. Rashi says, Hachzara, what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos has to do with, it looks like cooking. If you put food, even fully cooked food, because remember, the whole issue of this para is bishul d'rabanan. Bishul d'araisa, you know, if I have not uncooked food, even if I put it on six covers on a fire, I'm going to violate bishul d'araisa. Right, we're not talking about bishul d'araisa in this parak, because that's, it doesn't matter how many covers is on, any type of heat source. But bishul d'rabanan, once something is fully cooked, why still am I not allowed to put it on an open fire on Shabbos? On a d'araisa level, if I have something fully cooked, and I put it on a fire on Shabbos, that's mutter. On a d'araisa level. Mid'rabanan, I'm allowed to do that in certain circumstances, we've got to figure out what the allowances are, because of, it looks like cooking. Mechzi kemevashel. That is Shitas Rashi, and that is what many Rishonim say. But that is not what everybody agrees to. If you look in the, it's quoted as the Chidushi Aran, but it's in the Arshita Aran, as we mentioned. So the old Chidushi Arans. The Shita Aran says no. Hachzara is also based on Shemi Yechata, that you might come to stoke, but a more chamor Shemi Yechata, because you're doing something on Shabbos now. So it's a more chamer shem yechates. That's why we're going to have stronger and more stringent halachas. Tekiva shuhunatla. Sorry, let me just find the shem yechates. Here it is. Tekiva shuhunatla bekira lo velonat lemishum lekel amechash dilma asi lechatuye. So I see he quotes, the Shir Laran quotes that even if it is the first half. The kibushu not lame alaish, and it's tana minitilaso, ikalamecha, shemiyachatek, shumachzira. We're worried that if you took something off a fire on Shabbos, when you put it back on, you can see the fire's not big, as strong as you want it to be. So you might come to stoke. So either way, it could be, and Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing in Sefer HaYashar, that even Hachzara is based on shemiyachatek, but that's an important, ha'ara that Be'ez Hashem will get back to more tomorrow. Let's continue though now, and then we'll talk more about issues of Shehiyah. Says the Gemara Tashma, we're still trying to prove who the Mishnah goes according to. Beis Kiros Hamatimos Achas. You have a Kira, as we said yesterday. A Kira has enough room for pots to go on top of it. What if you have two right next to each other? You have two pots right next to each other. You have a slab going up in between them, but you have two right next to each other. One you covered, one you didn't cover. Beis Kiros Hamatimos. Achas, right, Rashi says, Mechuberes Yachad, they're connected, V'kir shel cheres mafsekes b'neihem. You have a cheres wall, a little bit of a separation between them. So, achas grufa ketumah, v'achas she'ina grufa ve'ina ketumah. One of them is covered, or literally, the coals are swept aside, and cool ashes are put on top. What we call a covered fire, but for the Gemara, it was garar fakatum. V'achas she'ina grufa ve'ina ketumah, and one was open. So what's the halacha? Mashin al gabi grufa uketuma, ve'in mashin al ina grufa ve'ina ketuma. You're allowed to be mashe. So here, you have the word mashe. It's not like the Mishnah, which is unclear, yitain. But here you have mashe. We're going to have different versions of the same opinions in this brisa. And the Gemara's going to have to try to figure out how to fit this brisa along with the Mishnah. So the brisa says, you're allowed to be mashe on the covered fire, but not on the open fire. Umahin mashin, what are you allowed to be mashe? Beishamay omrin below klum, nothing. Beishamay says you can't. Ubeisel omrin chamin below tafshel. Beisel says it's limited, chamin and not tafshel. So both of them are contradictory to our version in our Mishnah. Akar, once you took it off the fire, divrei akol yachzir, divrei Rebbe Meir. This was Rebbe Meir's versions of Beishamay and Beisilel, and everybody agrees hachzar is all aser. If you took it off, lo yachzir. Rabbi Yehuda has a very different opinion of these opinions. Beishamay omrim chamin avalo tavshil, ubeisalorin chamin v'tavshil. That's more like what we have in our Mishnah. Beishamay allows chamin, hot water and not a tavshil, a cooked item. Beisal says no, both. Beishamay omrim notan avalo machzirin, ubeisalorin af machzirin. So these are the two versions, Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlokas Beishamay and Beisilel, and Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokas Beishamay and Beisilel. So, says the Gemara, now that's the Brisa. So if you say our Mishnah is l'shahos, meaning like the Shita of the Rabbanon that say that there are even limitations on your Shehiyah before Shabbos, so Masis and Mani Rabbi Yehuda, if you say it's l'shahos, so that's fine, because our Mishnah then is the second Shita in this Brisa. It works out, it's the second Shita, because this Brisa is for sure talking about Shehiyah, and meaning before Shabbos, and our Mishnah, if it's talking about Shehiyah, then the Shitas line up, Beishamay Beisilel, with Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Brisa. It all lines up perfectly. Fine, wonderful. Ela'i Amr Lahachzir Tanan, but if our Mishnah is Lahachzir, but Lashahos is even more Mako, like the Shita of Chananya, so then Masis and Mani, then our Mishnah doesn't work out according to either of these opinions. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Meir. Neither. E Rabbi Meir, if you want to try to put our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, Kasha le Beishamai b'chad le Beisil b'tarti, Beishamai doesn't work in one case, because he, what does one mean? It means, Rashi says, it's one Kasha on Beishamai, that Beishamai doesn't have any difference between Garif and Eino Garif. Beishamai says it's all Asr. And in our Mishnah, there seems to be differentiations. And Ula Beisila Batarti. And according to Beisila, you have two problems, right? Because in our Mishnah, he allows even Tafshil, and here he does Ichamin. And in our Mishnah, he allows Achzar, and in the Brice, he doesn't. Right? So according to Rabbi Meir, you got many problems. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufa Ketuma. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you still have a problem because Grufa Ketuma, because there's still kulis in our Mishnah if it's garfa katam. So basically, if you say that the Mishnah is according to Chananya, there's a problem. So the Gemara answers, no. You could say our Mishnah is like Chananya, it's about Hachzara, and Shehi is more Mako. The Tanadi Dun, our Mishnah splits, Sava like Rabbi Yehuda, Bechadu, Paligalei Bechada. The Tan of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda halfway. Sava like Rabbi Yehuda, Bechada, Bechamin, Vitavshil, Vinotlinu Machzirin. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Bechada, that the Machloka Vishan Beis Hillel is the Kula, that Beis Hillel even allows Tavshil, and the Beis Hillel even allows Machzirin. Upaligalei Bechada, and he argues in one other element. Dilutana didan Sava, Lishahos, Viavapishi, no Garifakatim. Our Tan of our Mishnah holds it's Mutter L'Shahos, meaning like Chananya, once it's Machlo Ben Drusoy, even if it's not Garif HaKatim, it's not covered. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, but L'Shahos Nami, Garif HaKatim in, Elo, Lo. Right? But our Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa holds a little more Chomer. So we figured out the Tan of our Mishnah is not exactly like either of the opinions of the Braisa, but at least it's partially like them, and that would be like the Tan of our, that would be a unique Tan of our Mishnah. Okay, stop there for a minute. The Gemara now goes to a different question. We're going to get back to Chananya, Hashem Anam and Beis, but this is, again, we still don't have an answer who our Mishnah is like, and that's why at the end of the day, we have a Machlokas Rishonim and Machlokas Aposkim, who we Paskin like. As I mentioned, this whole discussion is about Bishul Darabanan. There is a Mishnah later on about Bishul Daraisa, but it doesn't come up for a long time, so I just wanted to make two points about Bishul Daraisa. What is the cutoff? We mentioned some of this at the end of the first parak when we discussed Machlo Ben Drusoy. What is the cutoff for Bishul Daraisa? What's the definition of Bishul Daraisa in terms of cooking? What makes something cooked? If I put something on a fire and if I put a raw piece of steak on a barbecue on Shabbos and then 5 minutes later I take it off, did I violate Bishul Daraisa? No, still raw. So what's the cutoff for Bishul Daraisa? So the poskim are machalik between solids and liquids, because there's different measures of bishul by solids and liquids. When it comes to solids, so that's the Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Chaf, and that's basically Chananya, Machu Ben Drusoy. That is the minimum shear l'chayiv for bishul d'araisa. If on Shabbos I make something from non-Mavushal Machu Ben Drusoy to Machu Ben Drusoy, I violated bishul d'araisa. If I go from below to above, that is Bishul Daraisa, that is the minimum Shel Lechayiv. Everybody agrees to that. Again, the Rashi says earlier on Daf Chaf, that means a third of its cooking, and the Rambam says half of its cooking. Somewhat edibility, that is Rashi and the Rambam, and we mentioned how do you determine half and a third. So the Chazon Ish said, you go by time. If it takes 2 hours for this to cook, so then an hour would be half, even though cooking might go quicker or slower in the different times. It might cook more in the second hour. Doesn't matter. Chazanish says you go by time. And if it's a third, then you go by 40 minutes. Good. That is the minimum l'chaiv. We mentioned that there's a major machlokas rishonim. Does it end there? Does it stop there? The Rashba says Machlo Ben Drusoy is the minimum and the maximum. According to the Rashba, once something is Machlo Ben Drusoy, it is not subject anymore to Bishul Daraisa. Once something is edible, there's no more Bishul Daraisa. That's it. It's finished. That's the Rashba, but we're Machmir like the Rambam. The Rambam says all the way up until Mavushal called Tzarcho, Bishul Daraisa is Shaykh. So if I take something that is Machlo Ben Drusoy, and I put it on a heat source and I cook it to Mavushal called Tzarcho on Shabbos, I also violate a Bishul Daraisa. Nafgamina on a Daraisa level, you have to bring a carbon chatas. If you go from Machlo Ben Drusoy to Bishul Mavushal called Tzarcho. So Machlokas is between the Rambam and the Rashba, and we are Machmir Lechadchila for the Shita of the Rambam, right? That is the Rashba on Daf Yud Ches that we had earlier. V'od yesh li lomar de kol de bashel k'machlo ben drusoy leka mishem megis. There's no Isser of stirring on a Daraisa level. Damekas Mishum of Vashel Udamachayev. Vikivish Yigil Machu Bejusoi. Leka Mishum of Vashel. Right, that is the Shita of the Rashba. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, argues on that. That is all for solids. What about liquids? You can't talk about Machu Bejusoi because you can drink a liquid cold. Right? So there's no, how can you talk? So you need a different measure. So that's the Gemara we're going to have in a couple of days on Daf Mem, and that is Yad Soledes Bo. The shear for liquids is Yad Soledes Bo, as with one's hand, or the Kreisa Shaltinok Nichves, or the stomach of a baby burns. Same shear, the Gemara assumes that if your hand jumps back, recoils from the heat, so that is, once you heated the liquid enough to that state, so that is Bishol Daraisa. What does that mean? So different sheet is in the postgame. How hot that is, 120 degrees Fahrenheit, 104, 110, Rav Moshe holds 110, right, all different, degrees, different opinions about Yatzo Ledes, but the Pesachei Tshuva already writes. We don't like test it out. Oh, I'm gonna see if this is hot enough, if this Yatzo, we don't get close. We don't play around with a Yatzo Ledes bow, whatever it is, we don't try to get close and mess around with Bishol Daraisa. So that is Yad Soledes Bo. There is a chumra of the Chayi Adam that talks about maybe there's an even hotter shear of Yad Nichves Bo. Right? If something is boiling hot, it's Yad Soledes Bo. And then I make it boiling, bubbling. Is that Bishol Daraisa? Similar to like the Rambam Rashba question. Once you reach Bachel Ben Jusoy and then you go to Mushal Kol Tzarcho, does that change anything? So what about when it's boiling hot? Because a lot of times, let's say in an urn. An urn boils up and then it like retains the heat. But it doesn't retain the heat bubbling. So it gets cooler. So is there Bishol Daraisa from Yad Soledes Bo to Yad Nichves Bo? Is there another category? The Chayi Adam comes up with a Chiddush, yes. Yad Nichves Bo is even hotter than Yad Soledes Bo. That's Malababuos. Right? That's bubbling. So that's the Chayi Adam. That would also be Bishol Daraisa with Pshach there. Other Achronim say, the Gemara doesn't talk about this, doesn't seem that way from the Rishonim, that there's another shear for Bishol Daraisa. Either way, that's an important discussion about Bishol Daraisa. That's step one. Why does the Mishnah not talk about it here? Only the Mishnah way later talks about Mishnah Raisa. Because remember, our Gemara starts off, our Mishnahs are chronological. Chronological. Right? Bab Malikin, before Shabbos, how do you light your candles? How do you not light your candles? Then you have Shehi and Achzara and Hatmana. Right? Once we talk about Shehi, right? All the issues of the Rabbanans. And then we talk about all the Hotzah issues before Shabbos. Hotzah, then we get into, and then we're going to get into the Malachas. Nafai and Gimel. But that is the, we're talking about Bishol Darabanan first, because one of the Bishol Darabanan has to do with before Shabbos. Later on, the Mishnah will discuss what about on Shabbos and get into issues of Bishol Achar Bishol and related issues. Okay.
On a Daraisa level, with respect to a salad, if you cook before Shabbos and now just warming up on Shabbos.
On a Daraisa level, if something is cooked before Shabbos, you have a salad and you are reheating it, mi Daraisa, it's mutter. Mi Daraisa, it's mutter, because we're going to see there's an issue. What about Bishol Achar Bishol? By solids, we say ein bishol achar bishol. By liquids, we'll see there's a major machlokas, whether yesh bishol achar bishol balach. We may ikar adin, just to foreshadow, we may ikar adin pasta that's mutter also. But we're machmir, if it was nitzanin lagamrei. If it was nitzanin lagamrei, so then we say there is bishol achar bishol balach. Svardim, temanim, certain, they'll go like the Rambam, I think, the temanim, they hold ein bishol achar bishol balach, period. And therefore, they take a cold pot of soup and put it on a heat source, right? They would do it. Could an Ashkenazi eat that soup if he's there? Because he'll let his usher. Question in the postkin. But the Ashkenazi custom is if it's not on the Gamre, we're machmer for it. But on the Daraisa level, that's on the Daraisa level. That's the discussion. But in terms of how you put it on the heat source, that already gets into Hachzara issues on the Drabbanan level. Okay. First wide line. Ibai Lahu. Mao Lismochba. Okay, we spoke about what you're allowed to do on top of a heat source. What about next to a heat source? Lismokba, to put it next to a fire that is uncovered. Eina grufa. Tocha v'gaba asur. Do we say in and on is asur? Ava lismokba shaper dummy. But to put it next to it, it's okay, I'm not worried. Odil maloshna, or maybe there's no difference. Tashma, let's try to prove it. Shteki rasamatimos. Achas grufa k'tuma v'achas eina grufa k'tuma. Again, the same case that we had earlier. One covered, one non-covered, next to each other. Mashin al gabi grufa ketuma. So what do we say? You're allowed to put it on the covered one. V'yafal gav, desalik le hevla meidach. Even though it's like samuch to the one that's uncovered. So doesn't this prove that samuch is mutter? Gemara answers no. Maybe there's a difference between putting it on the floor next to a kira versus putting it up on another kira. Dilma, shiny asa, maybe there is different. Kivan, the kivan, the midfly, since it's raised up, shalat ba'avira. The air has, is sholi done it, there's more of a draft, and therefore there's less more that you're going to be involved because it's already, open to the elements. So, okay, so there's no raya from there. Tashma, let's try again. Amar of Safra, Amar of Chia, says Rav Chia, Katma Vinislavsa. What if I covered my fire and then somehow it got uncovered? Got uncovered. I swept the coals to the side and then it rolled back. Somehow it got uncovered. The chiddush of the brisa that we're about to have is, for certain halachas, it's still considered covered. Because after all, what was the whole reason that you cover it? Because you should have a reminder. You should do something that's megala in your das, that you remember it Shabbos. So it's not just the Gemara is about to say that, oh, I'm going to forget, and then when I come there again, oh, I see it's covered. You might have said that. Our Gemara is saying, no, not only that, but it could be that because you did something, that already shows us that your Mesiach das, you're not going to touch it. So even if it would be uncovered afterwards, it would still be considered nechsha for certain halachas as still covered. So katma b'nislav saw, if I covered it and then it became uncovered, somchin la, umekaymen aleha. You're allowed to put something next to it, and you're allowed to do shihia. Mekaymen aleha. You're allowed to leave stuff on it. Vinotlen mimena, and you're allowed to take things from it. Umachzirin la. And you can even put stuff on it on Shabbos. So what do you see from that price? What do you see from that statement of Rabbi Chia? Lo shmami, no, l'smoch nami. Oh, to do smicha too, katma in lo, katma lo. You see, it has to be covered, because it was katma, but it's lafsa. Okay, it's considered as if it's still covered. That's the chiddush. But you had to cover it to do something to be somech. Isn't that a raya? So where's this one second? Ula taimech, notzlin mimena diktani. It also says you're allowed to take from it. Katma in lo, katma lo. What, you're only allowed to take from a covered fire? There's no malacha taking something from an uncovered fire. So you see, there's something wrong with this brisa. So ela tana notlin mishum machzirin. So why does it say notlin, even though it's obvious? It must be because of the machzirin halacha. So once you say you're allowed to put back, we say you're allowed to take off. So achanami tana somchin mishum makaymin. So too it says somchin mishum makaymin, but really there's no chiddush by somchin. Somchin might apply even if it is uncovered. There's no raya to put something next to it. Just like notlin applies even if it's uncovered, so too somchin, says the Gemara. 1 minute. Hachiyasha, wait a minute. Hasam, over there, notlin umachzirin b'chad makom hu. You could say notlin and machzirin has nothing to do with each other. They're like opposites. Put there, take off. Put there, take off. So tana notlin mishum machzirin. You could say that the brisa says take off because the brisa said machzirin. Aval elahacha, somchin b'chad makom hu, umekaymin b'chad makom hu. But here, it's two different actions. Putting something next to a fire and putting something on a fire, leaving something on the fire, it's two different actions. Why would you write one mishum the other? So therefore, the Gemara says, I don't think that's a parallel, and therefore, we seem to have a raya. The Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, but we seem then to go back to have a raya that samach would only be allowed if it's on a covered fire. Pashtus, that's what we might have thought. At least you can say that. But it's not a foolproof raya, so we go to one more, which we prove the other way. Just Derech Aga, by the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Shmir Shabbos quotes this in a footnote, but it's also in the Mincha Shlomo, talking about fires that get uncovered. What happens if you have a covered fire, it got uncovered? Are you allowed to cover a fire on Shabbos? Is there anything wrong with putting a blech on a fire on Shabbos? Anything wrong with that? So Shlomo Zalman says no. As long as it's not the type of metal that's going to get red hot, that would be called mitzaref, there's no malacha. As long as you're not putting out the fire, you're just covering the fire, as long as there's no malacha done. A. B, Rav Shlomo Zalman also says, though, that once I put the cover on, I shouldn't adjust the flame under it, because you're undermining the whole point of the covering it. Sometimes people have a cover. Let's see, we'll talk about crockpots in the future. But let's say you have the crockpot lined and inside, and then you also cover the knob of the crockpot. Because of refined color, that's the ikur did to cover the knobs. So sometimes people make their chalom pot to low before Shabbos. So what do? It's uncovered, it's covered sometimes, they stick their hand underneath and then they make it to low. That undermines the whole point of the covering. If you want to do that, take off the covering for a minute. adjust it, and then put the cover back on. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if the covering, as our Gemara assumes, shows in your mind that you're being Mesiach Das from touching this flame, so then covering it and then sticking your hand underneath undermines exactly what you want to prove in halacha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you ever want to adjust anything, up or down, first take off the cover, then adjust, and then put the cover back on. That's what he says. Okay, so my havi Allah. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha regarding samach? So tashma kirashi kishisigur begavas of eitzim somchima. There it is. The favorite is mutter. Ve'makayim ela and kain grufu ketuma. And you're not allowed to put something on it though, unless it's garfa katum. Kholim she'imimu, coals that are going out. Oshenasin ala narishal pishdan daka. Or you put some type of covering on it, some type of flax. Harehi kiktuma. That's like cover. Period. Tosfos bottom. Tosfos says umasik deshari lismoch. So the maskana is that smicha next to an open fire is okay. Mikol makom im lumo mikav lismoch eitzal ha'esh. But maybe it's not like what I just said. Next to an open fire is different than next to an oven. Next to an oven, there's more of a separation between you and the fire. The shiny hacha, the dofni kir mafsikim in olven esh. All we prove is that you're allowed to put it next to an oven or next to, let's say, another pot, but not next to an open fire. There, you know, it's very close that shemi yachat. Good. Amar b'yisvav bar nachmeni amar boshia. Getting back to Chanan Yerabanan issues. Katma v'huvara. If you covered it and then it reignited itself and now it's like open. Mashin alech chamin shuchmu kol tzarchan. You're allowed to put chamin that was totally cooked. V'tashel shabisha kol tzarcho. Or a tashel that was bishel kol tzarcho. Interesting lashon, by the way, even the allusion to what we just spoke about the difference between solids and liquids, chamin is a liquid, what does it say? Huchmu, heated, because it's an issue of temperature. Tavshil, bishel, cooked means making it edible. So even in the language of the Gemara, you already see the difference between solids and liquids. So the Gemara, shma mina, what do you see from this price that says that it has to be mevushal kol tzarcho, and once it is, there's no limits, mitztanik v'yafalo mutter. You see from there, so once it's fully cooked, even if it's getting better, mitztamek literally means it is becoming smaller, meaning when something gets cooked, it shrinks a little bit, it shrivels. But if it's still mitztamek v'yafalo, that's the halachic term for getting better, mutter. Because you see the limit of this price is only mevushal kol tzarcho. So don't you see from there that whatever you say the limits are, there's no limits by mitztamek v'yafalo. So says, no, shani hacha de kitma. Here's difference, because you covered the flame. So what? It got uncovered, but you covered it. So yihachi ma'ala meimra. So what's the chiddush? As we already said outside, huvaret sri chalei. The chiddush is that it became uncovered. Ma'u detema kivan de huvara hadrola lamilsa kamaisa. Once it gets uncovered, it goes back to stage one, where it was uncovered totally. Kamash malan. What's the kamash malan? That the act of covering isn't just about, well, later I will remember, but it has to do with my original action. Once I do an act that shows, that's megalav my das, that I'm not interested in stoking this flame, that is okay, as long as there is something left. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, there's gotta be a little bit of the hecker left. Even if it's uncovered, a little bit. If your blech falls off on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, as long as it's covering a little bit of something, that's good. If it's totally uncovered and it's exactly as it was earlier, I don't know if the Gemara is talking about that, says Rav Moshe. Totally? It says nislavsa, but it doesn't mean that it's totally as it was earlier. You don't see any remnants of your original action. So there's something still there, but most of it is not there. Most of it is not there. Period. Okay, now we have three days in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan hold about this concept about covering and uncovering flames before Shabbos? 3 days. Amr, number one. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. What did he hold? Katma v'huvara. If you covered and it became uncovered again, you can put things that were totally cooked. Afiva afilu gecholim shel rotem. Even rotem coals, which last very long. Shmami nam is talking v'yafalo mutter. Again, does Rabbi Yochanan hold that's mutter? Because again, he has a limit to bishal mavushal kol tzarcho. No, same shakla v'tariya shani yachad the kitma. Here you did something earlier. Iachi ma'ala meimra huferet srichalei hainoach. That's the same thing that we had from the earlier brisa. No gecholim sharotim srichalei. That's the chiddush. Even though you have these very long lasting coals, still it is mutter. Period. Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Yochanan. Next statement. Kira sheshikua begefezu ve'etzim. Mashin alad chamish lovuch b'kol tzarchanu tavshash lo bishal kol tzarcho. This Rabbi Yochanan says, if you heated it with gefas and eitzim, you're allowed to do shihia, even on items that are not fully cooked. Akar, lo yachzor, achi yigrof, or achi yitin efer. But if you akar, hachzara is only mutter with cover. So, sounds like Hananya. Kasavar Masisa Lahakzir Tanan. He would understand our Mishnah as Lahakzir, meaning it's only about Hachzara, Avalashaos, but for leaving before Shabbos, Mashin Avabishino Garfeno Katum, meaning Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Hananya, fine. Amarava, one second, Shravayo Tanini. What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? I learned both of his statements about Shehi and Hachzara. Lashahos Tanina. The fact that it's mutadu shihia, in that way we learned it at the end of the first parak. A nosenetz apaslet pochatan, or imchashecha, you're not allowed to put bread into an oven. Remember the pizza, slop it on the wall as it's getting dark. As long as it gets a little brown. Hakarmu paneh ashari. But if it gets a little brown, which is not fully cooked, that would be like parallel to machlo bedrusai, it's mutter. So you see, that Mishnah at the end of the first parak sounds like Hananya. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Or lahachzer namitanina. And the second half of his statement is also explicitly in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Beisilo omer af machzirin. V'yadkan lo kashar beisilo ela begrufu ketuma. He only allows you to do hachzara on Shabbos on a covered flame, which, again, tomorrow on Amud Beis we'll have all the conditions of hachzara. But number one is a covered flame. On a derabanan level, you're not allowed to put anything on an open fire on Shabbos. Period. That's step one. Step one is a covered flame. Aval b'she'in a group of ketumah lo, but not if it's in a group of ketumah. Question mark. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Rav Sheshes is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So for Rav Sheshes, Nami, do you get the Masisa Kamashwa? No. Rav Sheshes is saying that Rabbi Yochanan understood our Mishnah like Hananya. That's the chiddush. Well, that's our whole question here. Our question is, how do you understand our Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan read our Mishnah in light of the Mishnah at the end of the first parak. Diyuka the Mastisan, Kamashla. He wanted to say the diyuk of our Mishnah, which was not explicit, and he explicated it. Good. Viter. And on this line of the Gemara, that's where Rashi paskins like Hananya. Right to our left. V'yanan demashinan kadeira al-gabikira shein agrufa adech Hananya samchinan. Right, Rashi paskins like Hananya. I don't know if there's any other place in Misecha Shabbos that Rashi paskins. We'll have to keep our eyes open. But it's very unusual. Rashi Maseches Chulin, if you remember, paskin a few times about different halachas. But here, not Rashi paskin about Tam Keiker and other Rashis. Okay, but we continue. Third day in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ki Rashi Sikur Begevus of Eitzim. Mashno Atav Shil Sheb Bishol Kol Tzarchan. Vacham Shil Okul Kol Tzarchan. Vafilu Mesame V'yafalo. That day of Rabbi Yochanan holds, as long as it's fully cooked, I can leave it on, even if it's Mesamek V'yafalo, meaning a Mekel Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say it's got to be fully cooked, but this version of Rabbi Yochanan is Mesamek V'yafalo is Mutter. Amar Le Ahu Meirav Midi Rabbanan L'Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ha Rav Shmuel Amir Shavayu Mesamek V'yafalo Aser. What do you mean? Rav Shmuel said it's Aser Mesamek V'yafalo if it's still getting better. So Amar Le, Sir Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda answers, Atu Les Ana Yada. Don't I know that? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Mesamek V'yafalo Aser. I know that Shmuel says that. Ki Kamina L'Chal Rabbi Yochanan Kamina. I don't know what you're asking me. I'm telling you Rabbi Yochanan Shita. You're asking me about Rav Shmuel Shita. They argue, right? Machlokas Amorayim. Period. Amalei Rav Ukva Mimeshon L'Rav Ashi Atun Demekravisu L'Rav Shmuel. Avidik Rav Shmuel, you who live in Babylonian provinces, you're near Rav Shmuel. So you got to go like them? Misamek V'yafalo is Aser. Anan, we're close to Eretz Yisrael. Navid Rav Yochanan. We'll go like Rav Yochanan, right? The Baal. The Mara Da'asra of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we can be Mako. Period. The Rashba says, what do you mean? What do you mean they can choose? The answer is Maker or then it's Mutter, but the Minog of Rav Shmuel was be Machmir. So it's like Davar Shemutter, Vacher Nogobo Isser, so they have to be Machmir. They have to be Machmir. Period. Amalei Abayler of Yosef, Ma'ol Shaos. Can you be Mashe? What's his question? What's his question? So Tosa says, this is the question. Hananya or Rabbanan? The Ritva says, that's strange. It's a machlokas. What do you mean, ma'ol l'shahos? So the Ritva says, no. We paskin, even if we paskin like Hananya, the shahos is, what about l'maisa? Is there any midas chasidus to be machmir? That's the Ritva's interpretation of the question. Because it doesn't sound like it's the regular question. We've been talking about this for a blot already. So amalei, ha-rav Yehuda, ma'ashle v'acha. That's what the Ritva says. They don't answer quoting from a braisa. They quote from stories. Because the point isn't, me'ikir adin, what do you hold in theory? Me'ikir adin, l'maisa, what should you do? So Amalei, Harav Yehuda, Mashi Leva Achel. Oh, Rav Yehuda was Mako. Amalei, no, Barmine, don't tell me, bring me rice from Rav Yehuda to Rav Yehuda. Tekiva de Mesukan who, since he was Mesukan. We'll see what that means. Afilu b'Shabbos Nami Sharlem Everlei. Even on Shabbos you can do it for Rav Yehuda. Leva Lachamai, but what about me and you? Forget Rabbi Yehuda, he was Mesukan. We'll come back to it. Let's just finish the flow. Amale, Besura Mashu. Hey, in Sura, in a province in Bavel, they were Mashu, the Harab Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, married to Uvdahavi. Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who was a great person, Rashi says, Medaktik B'maisav. Umashu Levachlan, he used to do it. So he used to be Mashu. So too we can be Mashu. That's even in Bavel. Period. Stop there for a minute. It's a big discussion. What exactly does it mean since he was Mesukan? What? It means like, Chol Sheishbo Sakana. His life was in danger, then what's the chiddush? Then obvious. So Rashi says, you see Rashi, Ragil la'ochzo bulmus. He got seizures every so often. Vitzarech le'echol ma'achol matok v'tov. He needed to eat sweet things for seizures. That's Rashi. So the Rishonim, the Ran here quotes, the Ritva, doesn't sound like Rashi says chol hashesh b'sakana. Doesn't sound like the person's life's in danger according to Rashi. Doesn't sound that way. Because if somebody's life is in danger, it's obvious here. So for the Ritva just has a small note. He says, seizures don't usually need something cold and not something hot. Okay, the Ritva says maybe you have a different girsa, maybe it means cold. But either way, this is the discussion. But the Chiddush Aran, the Shitol Aran here, when he quotes Rashi, and he says, Rashi seems to be selling you the Chiddush, even if somebody is not Yeshbo Sakana, he says, you know what it's talking about? Talking about a non-Jew. Non-Jew doing malacha for you. Can't be doing a Jew doing a daraisa. That's not obvious for a chola she'ein bo sakana. It must be, says the Shita L'Ran, in the name of the Ra'ah, mikan nirali tekivan ta'amrinan afilu b'shaps ha'shoy le'mevedle al yedei kusi de'ena mesukan kolkach de'i mesukan gomra afilu ade Yisrael shori tekivan she'kein. Because of that, mutter lasos eish b'me'achoref al yedei kusi she'yischamim wa'tinokos o azakenim lefisha kulam kemesukanim etzal ha'esh. Somebody's cold and hot, you can have a non-Jew turn on the fire, light a fire, or non-Jew could do a daraisa, right? For a chol she'ein bo sakana. We mentioned a couple of days ago, that's category two. Category one of chol she'ein bo sakana, a Jew could even do a daraisa. Category two, a chol she'ein bo sakana, which the Shita L'Ran assumes that's what Rashi means here. Talking about al yidei kusi, even though that detail is left out of the Gemara, but al yidei kusi through a non-Jew to even do a daraisa. Chashuk Echemet here gets into fascinating issues here relating to if other people are in danger, what does that mean for me? What am I allowed to do? He has a case where there's a woman that Rahman al-Islam was very, very sick. Very sick, and she was very depressed. And she was telling her friends, she told her friend before Shabbos, you know what? She was in the danger of committing suicide. She was so depressed. And the question was, she wanted to call her friend who always calmed her down on Shabbos. So is her friend allowed to pick up the phone? Is her friend allowed to do malacha for her to be able to calm her down? Hachola choshev shemutu lo telefein b'Shabbos. Sholos chaverte, heim lo hashiv lo b'telefon, kishimit kasheres ileha. So he goes through our Rashi and Shita L'Ran. If somebody is she in a state of chol she'ish bo sakana here? So again, you gotta ask the doctors, but sometimes people aren't in the chol she'ish bo sakana, but so he goes through and he says you gotta try to give her some anti-anxiety medicines. You gotta work on in through that direction. To have a Jew to do a daraisa in this situation, you gotta be really vadai sure that this is going to do it. And he says you have similar cases. There was one case he was asked. There was a certain butcher who there were certain shilas with his meat. And he was selling, trade, whatever it is. So they came to him and they said, we're gonna take away your hechsher. Take away your heksher. So the guy says, if you take away my heksher, I am leaving the faith. Okay? Take away my heksher. You'll see what happens to me. I'm going to throw it all away. So do I have to be worried about that? He's threatening me with his Judaism. So do I have to be worried that he's going to become a mumar? He's going to become a heretic? Am I limited? Is that like sakanas pikuach nefesh of his neshama? Says the Chashuk Echemet, as you would have thought, no. Nobody can hold other Jews hostage in that way. Pikuach nefesh is about if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something. Right, if somebody is sick, if somebody is whatever, in a certain danger. But if somebody, or if a goy is saying, you know, be Michal Shabbos or I'm going to kill you. But if somebody themselves is doing it, so who says that there's a hefter there of that case? Right, or it's similar to a mother said to a son, if you keep Shabbos, I'm going to, right? So all these threats, but again, that's not fascinating questions, tragic questions here that you have. Okay, it relates to issues that he also talks about. If a father asks a son for a cup of water, and the cup of the father is not going to make a bracha, questions like that. Okay, let's just finish up this section. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, Kamina kamed Rav Huna. I was in front of Rav Huna. V'shoyin le kisa taharsana. And he was mashe. He, on Erev Shabbos, again, he put this little dish of fish. He was mashed v'achle, and he ate it. V'lo yadane imishum. Meaning he didn't think there was anything wrong with it. V'yadane imishum t'kasavar mistamek v'yafalo mutter. Did he say mistamek v'yafalo was mutter, like we said before, in the name of Rav Yochanan? Imishum, or did he feel t'kiva disbe mecha, because it has flour mixed inside of it, mistamek v'ralohu. The flour burns. So that's why it's not going to be, it's mistamek v'ralohu. Therefore, he didn't do anything wrong. Amar Rav Nachman, mistamek v'yafalo asr, mistamek v'ralohu mutter. That's what Rav Nachman holds. Kol de milsa, kol de isbe mecha, mesamek v'ralo. Generally, if it has flour in the fish dish, fish and flour is mesamek v'ralo, labar mi tafsha de lifta. Except a tafsha with lifta, which usually means turnip, some type of sharp food. De afal gab, de isbe mecha, even though it has flour, mesamek v'yafelohu. The lifta counteracts the flour. Vahani mili disbe bisra, this is only if it has meat in it. Avalesle bisra mesamek v'ralo. The meat is a very strong ingredient, so if it doesn't have meat, then for sure it's mesamek v'ralo. V'chiyis be bisra nami, and even if it has meat, lo amen ela de lo kabayla la archim, that's only if you don't want to sue it for archim. Ava kabayla la archim, but if you want to sue it for archim, meaning, and you want to take it out earlier, because you want the pieces to be bigger, mesamek v'ralo. Then for sure it's mesamek v'ralo, you don't want to give them a shriveled up piece. Lifta, daisa, vitimri, these types of items, a date dish, a porridge dish, or timri, or a machal tamarim also. I'm sorry, lifta is a fig dish, right? Te'enim, Rashi says. Daisa, vitimri, mistamik varala, and that's all mistamik varala, meaning, once it's fully cooked, take it off the flame. Take it off the flame because it's mistamik varala, or if you wanted to have it on there objectively, so then it would be okay because it would be mistamik varala. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ben Hashem, I hope again to get today's daf up sometime, tomorrow's daf up sometime today, if I have time, because again it's not up, but Ben Hashem, I will try.